Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Dan of Macaw Digital Marketing, and today we are going to be discussing Dan's journey as an entrepreneur, growing his agency, and his ideas around focusing on offering services that you love instead of offering services just for the sake of generating revenue without having that passion behind it. Dan is a former corporate marketing executive turned entrepreneur. He is currently the owner and lead consultant of Macaw Digital Marketing, a digital marketing agency based in beautiful South Florida, focused on delivering top-notch content marketing, SEO, and web design services to real estate investors, startups, and small and medium-sized businesses. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dan.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's dive into a couple questions so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So Tell us, what really gets you out of bed in the morning? What motivates or inspires you?
Yeah, so I think my main thing and, you know, the opportunity to start the agency, the main driving focus behind it was to actually get to meet small business owners, much like myself and people that have, you know, started their own businesses, have something to call their own and have actually grown those things into a successful business. And that always kind of motivates me to get up every day and try to find new owners to work with and learn from and just to get that experience from them. So that's really, you know, I didn't really have that in the corporate world because you're going to work and obviously a different kind of motivation there. But, you know, with my own business and the agency and actually getting to work with small business owners and startup entrepreneurs, it's definitely a great feeling and a great experience to do.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you can relate to them on the same level. You're both entrepreneurs. So, you know, they've got that passion for it. And it just, it's so great when you're able to help someone realize their dreams and their goals within their business.
For sure. For sure.
So how did you get into digital marketing?
Yeah, so I've been doing digital marketing for quite a while. I was always involved in marketing and product development in different corporations. So I worked at quite a few corporations over the course of my career. And then I really, you know, took it under my own wing to start doing digital marketing, even at companies that weren't really involved in digital marketing, and kind of made a place for myself there. And doing a lot of email marketing and outbound marketing as well as inbound marketing. And I kind of grew from there. I learned about digital marketing at those corporations. And then I fell in love with it and started learning more about it as time went on, and really wanted to learn and take my, my experience to the next level. So I kept, doing more and more things at those companies, whether they asked me to do them or not. I think I was just kind of do them, the type of person I am. And then, you know, the more I did, the more I learned, the more I loved it. And I just kind of kept going from there for sure.
That's awesome. And then, so I know that you weren't fulfilled working in corporate. So tell us, why did you start Macaw Digital Marketing? How did that come to be?
Yeah, so it's kind of a unique story. I was a former marketing executive at a company in the Boston area, and I had gone to school in the Miami area, and my wife and I had been looking to get back to Florida for quite some time. So we just finally made the decision to move down here to South Florida again. Didn't really have any jobs, didn't really have any plan, but we wanted to come down here, and we figured that we would find some jobs over time. The more I thought about it and started interviewing for positions, I kind of just wanted to do my own thing, right? So I loved digital marketing. I loved meeting new people. And it was kind of a perfect mesh and an opportunity for me to kind of start Macaw and go out there and help businesses and actually work with people hand in hand and try to grow their businesses as well as grow my own business at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's really how it came about. It wasn't anything like when we moved down here from the Boston area, we were thinking, oh, I'm going to start my own agency. It just kind of came about one day.
Interesting.
And I've had a couple different businesses over the course of the last, 4 to 5 years. So this is, it's not something new to me, but it definitely something always in the back of my mind is digital marketing and marketing in general. So definitely one area, I was missing a little bit and I wanted to get into it kind of 100% of the time for sure.
That's awesome. And then, so how does Macaw Digital Marketing, how do you guys differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
I think it's really, there's so many good agencies out there. I'm not going to deny it that we're better than every other agency. But I think the thing that kind of sets us apart, or at least the thing that I enjoy the most and try to present to the clients is the actual relationship with those clients, right? So working with them, meeting them, understanding exactly what their goals are, and then developing a strategy customized for kind of what they're looking to do and how they're looking to grow versus right. offering a menu of options, like I know some agencies and some groups do. So it's really about building relationships with the clients that we have. We do take a boutique approach with it, where we're not just, pushing services out. We're really working with the clients that we have and working to understand what they're looking to get, and then really working with them to accomplish those goals as well, as a part of their team versus just a consultant or an agency.
I love that. Yeah, because I think it's such a huge part. If you don't have a solid relationship, you don't really enjoy the person you're working with. You're not going to be as productive as you could be. So I think that's such a great way to set yourselves apart.
Of course.
So what do you love most about running an agency?
I've said it a couple of times, but I think it really is. It's meeting new people and working with different people. Even when I was in the corporate world, getting the opportunity to work on kind of cross-functional teams and meeting new individuals in the company. I think that's it's a great experience. I always like to meet new individuals and learn from those individuals. And I think if you're ever in a position where you're just kind of, interacting with the same people every day and doing the same thing over and over and not really learning or getting those new experiences, it's kind of a stagnant environment.
I agree.
So the opportunity to kind of, meet new people and just get those experiences and grow from those experiences, that's really what drives me. And that's really what I love about running the agency.
Yes, I relate to that so much. Yes, it's so important to have that variety in your day-to-day. Even if you are doing the same things, but you just have to have that variety from the day-to-day, and it keeps things interesting.
Exactly.
So what are the biggest challenges that you would say you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, from being a small agency, I would say, this is probably pretty similar for a lot of smaller agencies that are just starting out and trying to grow. I would say, I focus so much time and dedicate so much time to the success and the happiness of the clients. It's really the growth of the company or the agency itself kind of gets left behind, right? So the daily struggle is, how do I balance making sure that my clients are successful, and how do I balance actually growing and meeting the goals that I'm trying to meet for my agency? I think that's the biggest struggle that I have, is you dedicate so much time to the clients, you kind of you put your own agency off onto the side. And even the things that I love doing for clients in SEO and content and everything else, you really don't have enough hours in the day to do that for your own agency. So that's a little tough. And I'm kind of at the point right now where, starting to expand, and that is, bringing other individuals into the organization to help with some of that internal growth, as well as making sure as we expand that the clients are getting the same amount of success and service, that we're not sacrificing it on our end as well.
Right. So just really finding that time to focus on working on the business instead of in the business is a struggle.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So if you have one growth tip that you could share with other agency owners who are just starting out, do you have one that you could share with us?
In terms of growth of the agency or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether that is... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think one thing is exactly as you just said, and I was actually going to, you know, this is always one book that kind of sticks out in my mind is the Michael Gerber book, The E-Myth Revisited. It's always one sentence that's kind of stuck in my mind is making sure that you're working on the business and not working in the business, which is really tough for me because I love working in the business and love working with clients. But at the same time, I want the agency to grow. So it's actually, you know, taking some time sometimes to step back and kind of look at your business as a whole and putting some thought into the actual growth of the agency itself, versus just, you know, dedicating 24 hours or 23 out of the 24 hours you have per day on your client success. And I think you really do have to step back and kind of look and see, you know, how you can grow your agency, what steps you can take to take some of those things out of your hands so you can actually focus on growing the agency itself.
Yes. Yeah. Just scheduling that time so you can actually be thinking like, what do I need to be focusing on instead of just being purely in a reactive state of mind?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but I mean, you do have to kind of step outside of yourself at some point and actually look at it that way. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So let's dive into our topic. So today we're going to be discussing offering services that you love instead of offering, you know, just a huge variety of services that your clients might be looking for just for the sake of generating revenue. So without necessarily having that passion behind it. So to start, what services do you really love offering to your clients?
Yeah, so we're, and it took me a little bit of time to find this out. And I think maybe I took a similar trajectory as some other agencies out there. But today we kind of focus on three main things. That is, number one is content marketing. Number two, SEO, which is largely driven by the content that we produce. And then the website design, which is also driven by SEO optimized high quality content as well. So those are the three things that we really focus on and specialize in. I think that, you know, we like to be a full service organization to our clients. So if there is something else that a client wants to do in addition to those, we will offer to them. But we do not, it's kind of funny, right? Because not a lot of agencies will tell a client that, you know, we really aren't specialized or expertise in that, but we will certainly help you with it. I don't have the trouble of telling a client that it's not something that we really, you know, specialize or have an expertise in, but we can certainly help you out with it. And I think that kind of leads into, you know, the topic of this show is really just focusing on things that you are passionate about. And I think that it's beneficial for you as an agency because you're doing something that you love, number one. Number two, you're doing something that you're really good at. And it's also beneficial for the clients as well, because they know that you're an expert in that space. You're really passionate about it, really driven to be successful for them. And I think that's really the thing that makes it, it's okay, right? It's, if you tell someone you're not an expert in something, they're not going to get offended by it, honestly. And they have an assurance that you're actually doing something that you're really good at.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really, well, first of all, you're going to be more profitable, you know, when you sort of niche down your service offerings. And and then it's also the quality of your work is going to come through when you've got that passion behind it. So were there specific services that you decided to discontinue because you just, you know, they weren't things that you enjoyed doing?
It's pretty hard. I do typically enjoy pretty much anything digital marketing related. So enjoy versus love and passion for are two different things in my book. But I mean, one area that we came across a lot, and this is something that a lot of clients look for, especially in service businesses and smaller businesses, is PPC ads. PPC ads is something that I've done almost pretty extensively in my history, in the different corporate worlds and things of that nature. So it's definitely something I have a lot of experience in, but it's not something that I was terribly, you know, in love with or passionate about doing. And I think that there are a lot of people out there that are passionate about doing that, and that's great. They kind of have the same passion that I have for content and SEO. So definitely one thing that, you know, we do kind of push away from in our clients and kind of push them to other, you know, preferred partners that we have and firms that we know do a good job in that space. And we really want to focus on content marketing and SEO for them, and then also helping them to build the websites that are, you know, high value content and, you know, really SEO optimized for sure.
That's awesome. And then, so when it comes to hiring, you know, is that something that you look for when you're hiring someone is, you know, do they enjoy, or is that their strong suit doing tasks that you might not necessarily enjoy doing?
Yeah, for sure. So I think within the realm of what we kind of do and we focus on for the, you know, the content marketing and the SEO. So we typically look for whether it's a copywriter, we make sure that they are a copywriter and they're also an SEO copywriter that's very skilled and knowledgeable in SEO copywriting. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, any organization, you should be looking to bring on individuals that are going to kind of fill the needs or the gaps in your organization. So definitely, yes. We don't specifically hire for, you know, like, for instance, the PPC roles or the services that we do. That's right. Not something that we would hire for. We're hiring mostly for, you know, the key services that we're offering and those niches that we're playing in, essentially.
Awesome. And so do you have any tips for maintaining happy clients?
Yeah, I think it's just, so this is kind of one that's near and dear to my heart, but I think it really is about being realistic with the clients and really, you know, being upfront with them and transparent. I think that, you know, setting unrealistic expectations just to get a job or to keep someone happy always kind of leads to unhappiness in the end, right? So being realistic about it, especially with the things that are going on in the world. I mean, things are shifting right now. You know, things might change in terms of their business, in terms of search or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. So just really being realistic and keeping them informed, I think it keeps a relationship in a better spot. The other one I think is just, you know, working with them as a partner. And I kind of mentioned this before, but this is the kind of the nature of our business is really that relationship building and relationship nature of the business itself. So always keeping them in the loop with what we're doing, getting their input on it, really working with them as a team. I think that makes them feel like, you know, we're not just a provider that's providing a service. We're actually working and facilitating to help them accomplish their goals. And I think that that's one thing that, number one, it kind of, you know, it solidifies our success there. But number two, it also makes them feel like they're part of the process and actually getting something that they're paying for.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And then, so as an agency owner, how do you maintain balance as an entrepreneur and avoid burnout?
Yeah, it's a good question. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of chose to leave the corporate world. I definitely was getting a little burned out there. So I needed to kind of step back and readjust. Mm-hmm. It's something that I want to make sure does not happen in the agency world. And I think it goes back to, you know, making sure that you're not trying to do everything yourself. Yes. Because you can very easily get overloaded. So just, again, kind of stepping back and looking at the business and understanding what your bandwidth is and really understanding what your bandwidth should be, too. You know, you have 24 hours in a day. It doesn't mean that you should be spending 24 hours in a day on the business, right? So bringing in the resources and taking the steps that you need to in order to grow the business without killing yourself, I think is a critically important thing for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you're focused on something that you really enjoy, you know, then, and focusing on your happiness, you know, it's such a good way to help combat burnout as well, even if it is in a fast-paced environment.
Yeah, for sure. And like one example, like we had my daughter 8.5, 9 months ago. And I remember we had our son 5 years ago and I was working as the VP of marketing at a corporation at that point. And I barely saw him at all. Right. But then the recent birth of my daughter, I had a lot more time to, you know, have the flexibility to spend time with her. And that was really, it's something that's important to me. And I feel like I lost out with it when the son. So, you know, having that work-life balance, it is critically important. It will make you a hell of a lot happier in the end, whether you think it will or not at the current moment, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are going to begin wrapping up here shortly. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so. I don't think that we missed anything. It's just really around The only other thing I'd say is that, you know, that why that's important to me, you know, focusing on the things that you love. And I think it, you know, early in my career too, and kind of tying it back to the corporate world, I was always kind of chasing, you know, the money versus chasing what I enjoy doing. And I kind of learned my lesson from that. And I think I kind of did the same thing when I started the agency, was really just chasing the money, right? And it was trying to take any job I can get, brand client I can get, no matter what they were looking for. And I really didn't enjoy it. And it's really when I started narrowing the clients down and focusing on the things that I love to do. That's why I love what I'm doing now. Actually focusing on the content, focusing on the SEO and web design, versus, you know, just taking anything I can get just to get a little bit more money. And I think that you kind of fall into that trap if you are doing that. So to stay out of that trap, it's really just around enjoying what you're doing and being selective in the end in the clients you're taking.
Perfect. And where do you see Macaw Digital Marketing in 5 years' time?
It's a good question. So, I mean, I have growth goals for this year. I don't like to get too far out into the future because I think a lot of things change, but definitely I would like to be a larger organization, but I'll kind of leave that broad at this point. But the one thing that I want to make sure always kind of stays there is the relationships with the customers, and really working with them instead of just being a, you know, marketing factory or whatever you want to call it, kind of pushing out services to clients for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions for you. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Yeah, I alluded to this earlier, but I think the E-Myth was one book. So the E-Myth by Michael Gerber was one book. I actually read it when I was doing my MBA program, and I didn't really think too much about it because I had never started a business at that point. But, you know, reading it after I've actually started a couple businesses, it resonates a lot more with me. So that's definitely one book that's kind of stuck out there. And it's that main line, right? It's working on your business, not in it. And that's something that I still have to remind myself of every day, but it's definitely a line that I kind of am trying to live by for sure.
Yeah, I think that was the first business book I ever read. It's such a classic. Just really drills home like having those processes and systems in place. And it's such a good one.
Yep, for sure.
And what does your morning routine look like?
Oh boy, this is something I used to take very seriously since my daughter was born. I got thrown off a little bit, but I do have kind of a regular morning routine, which got shifted recently. But I wake up, try to feed my daughter in the morning. She's still, you know, drinking milk in the morning when she first wakes up crying. So that's always a good way to start it. Then I make, you know, breakfast for my son who's five, and then get him ready for work. Ready for school and get him out the door. And then I come back and enjoy a cup of coffee and just, you know, take 10 minutes to sit and think about the day and kind of, you know, plan it out and before I really dig into it for sure.
Nice. And, you know, now you've got that time where you can spend with them instead of before when you were working for corporate. And like you said, you felt like you were missing out. So that's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yeah, this is I've never really, you know, been a big follower of CEOs. There are certainly some that I've kind of followed over the years. So a couple that stick out in my mind, like Arthur Blank is a good one. Obviously the owner of Atlanta Falcons, but I went to, I did my MBA program at Babson College. So Arthur Blank has been heavily involved with, his entrepreneurial school and his donations and charitable organizations at Babson. Running an organization that inspires entrepreneurship and a kind of a new wave of entrepreneurs in the world, I think is extremely important. The other one I kind of throw out there is Russell Brunson. Not the biggest fan of the company. I think it's cool the company that he's built, but what I love about him is actually his ability to build a community. And I think the way he's shaped the community of followers and people that really enjoy everything that he puts out there, right? So the strong sense of community that he's built is pretty amazing. So that's one person I've been kind of following the last couple of years as well.
Nice, that's great. And then what is your favorite online tool?
Yeah, so this one's pretty easy. I use it every day. Ahrefs is something I use for content and SEO and monitoring and auditing and everything else. So
yeah,
I think everyone knows what that is, so I don't have to say too much about it. But
that's a great one, definitely. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Yeah, so I think this is, I kind of mentioned this before too, but you know, I wish I kind of looked at it in terms of, you know, being motivated and really working to build something that I loved, instead of, you know, being motivated to build a career that made the most amount of money. And I did make a quite a bit of money when I was in the corporate world, but it's not something that I really enjoyed. And I always thought that I was going to enjoy the job if I made more money, and it always got worse and worse, right? So I wish that I kind of had that knowledge back then, and just really worked to build something of my own that I was passionate about.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't make as much money, I would have loved it and enjoyed it a lot more. So for sure.
Yeah, I love that. Focus on what fulfills you, and then the money will
exactly.
follow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dan. It's been really great chatting with you, and I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.